Crespo Stone Cross. When we are at the village of Carais, in the parish of San Pedro de Herbogo, we detour to the right, approximately 40 metres of the original way, and before we go down from the roadway towards the Linares River, we can contemplate the popular Crespo Stone Cross. In spite of not having an inscription, it dates back to the 16th century. It's located on the side of the road just after a small curve. Therefore, it's recommended to take certain precaution when approaching this beautiful representation. The stone cross is made of granite, and its platform is buried. The quadrangular pedestal is not even carved. The quadrangular pillar has angles with chamfers and has a figure of two proportions in relief. It is San Antonio, who, leant on a small cantilever, holds up a book in his left hand and his long suit in his right hand. The peculiar plain chapel has a trunk pyramidal, an inverted base, and at both sides it has sculpted winged cherubs. Inside, the cannon vault has a round-shaped image. It is the Virgin Mary crowned, with the child on her lap. In the upper part, the Latin cross shows the following decoration. On the front, it has a Christ with three spikes, the hands open and the head upright with a crown of thorns and long hair. On the back, there's no image, only the plain cross appears. This is a stone cross with a lot of devotion. Above all, the image of San Antonio, known popularly for returning the lost things. For this reason, people tie objects in the saint's legs to pray him for something, or to find some lost object, even to pray for a bridegroom or bride. This tradition is still kept at present, though the requests have also been adapted to the new times. Young people go to see San Antonio to pray him for help when facing exams, to pass the driving test, etc. This is another example as regards to the adaptation of traditions to modern times.